The Taco Bell Truth Tour seeks higher pay and better working conditions for the tomato pickers, who also struggle for respect from their bosses, better and cheaper housing, and the right to organize on the job without fear of retaliation. Comercio Justo, a group that promotes fair trade on the UC Santa Cruz campus, organized the solidarity protest. About 400 students and unionists rallied at the Mission Street Taco Bell before marching through parts of downtown Santa Cruz, finally stopping at another Taco Bell store for a spirited rally. Julia Perkins is a staffer with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and is currently on the Taco Bell Truth Tour. I asked her why they are targeting Taco Bell.
We've seen Taco Bell trucks come in and out of Immokalee, and we know that one of the companies in Immokalee landed a contract with Taco Bell. It was really big news. They were really happy because Taco Bell was purchasing so many tomatoes with them and guaranteed to purchase so many tomatoes from them on a year-round basis and at a cheap price.
The growers might be all smiles, but the farm workers are miserable. They earn about 40 cents for every 32-pound bucket of tomatoes, are forced to work in sweltering heat amid pesticides, and often live in cramped quarters, fitting 10 or 12 into a two-bedroom apartment.
In all of those conditions, without any kind of benefits, no health insurance, no sick days, no overtime pay for overtime work, nothing, no benefits of any kind, and in addition, they're excluded from the right to organize.
Farm workers want an increase of 1 or 2 cents per pound of tomatoes to greatly improve their annual incomes of $7,500. Dana Frank, a professor of American Studies at UC Santa Cruz, spoke about how these displaced workers can't compete against cheap commodities dumped in their home countries by U.S. subsidized agribusiness.
The Immokalee workers come from Mexico, Haiti, and Guatemala. So what's the connection between the United States, Mexico, Haiti, and Guatemala? 100 years of interventions and economic exploitation producing poverty and migrations from those countries. Why do the people of Guatemala have to come to Florida to pick our crops? Because our government is keeping them from having meaningful economic lives.
At the Santa Cruz rally, store managers refused all reporters, offering only a faded printout which claims Taco Bell has no direct control over the wages of the Immokalee workers. Tili Bañales is with Comercio Justo and was one of the organizers for Friday's protest.
They've used the excuse that it's their distributors that need to make this change, but Taco Bell is a huge corporation that buys a ton of tomatoes every year, and if Taco Bell can push and be a heavyweight and say, hey, we want to support responsible labor practices, it'll happen. So
Julia Perkins agrees.
The fact that they buy tomatoes from Florida that are picked in these conditions means that they have some responsibility to the people who work in the field.
Today, the Taco Bell Truth Tour begins a 3-day, 44-mile march from East L.A. to Taco Bell's corporate headquarters in Irvine, California. There, farm workers and their allies will converge at the Taco Bell headquarters for a massive rally on March 5th. For the Workers' Independent News Service, I'm Vinny Lombardo in Santa Cruz, California.